We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What happened to her got into your eyes? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Hayden. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hola.
All right, so I'll get right to it. So I was 10 years old at this birthday party. I actually didn't know the kid that well. He was a friend of my friend. I just got invited by proxy. So anyway, I was on the trampoline. We were playing Crack the Egg. There were about 10
other
kids.
What is Crack the Egg if I'm on a trampoline?
Okay, so if you're on the trampoline, you're going to be curled up. The objective is not to break. So what you do is you wrap your arms around your legs and you try and stay relatively solid, right?
Okay.
And if you break anything, then you're out, then you lose.
I gotcha.
So what happened here is, I won't lie, I got up pretty high, like up to 15 feet on the second to last bump, and then on the last bump, I was easily over 20 feet high.
Hang on there.
Jeez.
Even at 10, he was saying those words.
On the radio. Sucker, mother and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
To be fair, that's generally your reaction when you're...
I mean, look, Hayden, we don't fault you. I get it. That would be my response. So for those wondering what you said, he said, oh, poop.
Yes.
You just can't say that on the radio.
Yes, that's why you've never heard it on the radio before.
Right. So I thought some expletives that I can't say, and I finally hit back on down on the trampoline. My head hit first and bounced up. My knee was still coming down, and then they smacked together really, really hard. It was so bad that everybody was screaming, oh my gosh, someone get over here. And eventually my dad came flying, and he couldn't tell if I had either of my eyeballs left in my eye, in my head. So, the swelling was instant, and I couldn't see for like the next 24 hours, but I still have both my eyes.
Good. Yeah. Trampolines are dangerous.
I don't go on them anymore.
Every time I see a trampoline in someone's backyard, I'm like, they're just begging to go to the ER.
We had a they're not so bad.
Neighbor's kid, somebody. Somebody's going to get in there and mess up.
Kids are fine. They're fine. They get on, but they've redesigned trampolines to, other than doing something like that guy did, where like, if you smash your own body parts, they can't help you. But when we were growing up, you know, it was all exposed springs.
Oh, yeah, big
proved
metal
to be a real problem. And there was a gap between, like, the perimeter of the actual trampoline.
Correct.
Now the thing is fully enclosed. All the springs are kind of underneath. Like,
okay. I didn't know that.
You have to go out of your way. Yeah. Because the kids were talking about a trampoline. I'm like, no, for the same reason that you're saying it. Then they went to a friend's house who had one. And the guy was showing me how you assemble it and all this. Mm-hmm. I said, dude, there are no exposed strings.
Okay. All right.
It has netting on the side. I mean, basically,
it's much better design.
They learned from our generation. So you can't fall out of the trampoline. You cannot. I mean, someone can push you out, but you can't fall out. You can't jump over the net, and you're not going to hit the springs.
That would be like my call if I didn't like my son. You know what I mean? Like, here's a trampoline, a pogo stick. Merry Christmas.
I mean, how many people actually had, like, serious, serious injuries? I mean, when I grew up, like, they didn't, same ones you guys had, but, like, everybody, like, you played on them.
I think you'd always play on them, because as a kid, you don't care about danger. I knew a couple kids that got, like, compound fractures, but even then, it was just a different state of mind back then, too. You didn't have a ton of frivolous lawsuits, and your parents would say things like, I heard your buddy Scott, like, snapped his knee on the trampoline. You go, yeah. And it was never, don't play on the trampoline. It was, well, be careful.
Yeah.
Right, and they sent you right back out there, man. And I have thrown myself off of the trampoline and, like, you know, lost my breath because I hit the ground. But no real injuries. But there was one kid in our neighborhood that had a trampoline. This kid was so, he got everything. I think his dad was a mobster. And I mean that honestly, looking back, all right? So this is a dude who always had the slick back hair, and he was in a suit all the time. All right. So you go in there like a Saturday on, a, you know, 7 a.m. because the kids are up. We're going to go out and play. His dad would answer the door. Yo, yo, you're here to see Rourke. Rourke, your friend's here to see you. Always in a suit. Anyway, and they had a lot of money. But we planned a trampoline. A couple kids went down over like the 3 years we lived there. Inevitably, somebody crashed and burned on the trampoline. But again, it never made us not want to be on the trampoline. Like, man, that sucks for you. I see your bones sticking out of your leg, and we're just going to keep bouncing.
I just tried to Google what is the most dangerous toys of all time.
Okay.
First one that pops up. The U-238 Atomic Energy Lab, featuring jars of uranium, instructions on how to split an atom, and 150 nifty Cold War experiments.
Nifty?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Includes uranium.
It's actually radioactive.
Yes, it is.
That is a...
that is a toy.
What year was this available?
I don't know. I'm not exactly... 50s. In the 50s.
God damn.
I was like, okay, I guess trampoline is not the most dangerous toy of all time.
How to split an atom.
Knowing somebody that has the mob look?
Yeah.
So me and my brother were coaching like a baseball team, like an all-star team. So we had this other guy who's very Italian. Mm-hmm. His grandson's... He's our third coach. His grandson's on the team. Jerry was an awesome dude, right? Like, even when I was a teenager, I was only like 19 and I coached with him. And he'd always be like, go get ice. And the last thing in the game, he'd be like, go get ice. Put everything on. His trunk was a rolling wet bar.
Okay.
Right? He had whiskey. He had beers in there. So we're in like upstate New York. It's him. His whole family's
upstate
there, right?
Upstate New York. That says it all.
Yeah. But they came to our rooms in just black slacks, dress shoes, and white tank tops. And they were just coming by to have drinks or something, but they literally have like a loaf of bread and some shrimp. And I remember my brother being like, are you guys going to whack us?
Right.
Like, I mean, it looked comical. They looked so much like gangsters.
My mother, one of her big clients, she's working in the fashion industry up there, like the equivalent of a Nordstrom's. This is upstate New York. And as a kid, I don't know how all this works, but that's kind of a safe place for the mob's family. Right? Keep them away from the business, kind of. But there's one dude showed up every year around Christmas, and he liked my mom to be the woman that helped him through the store. And she's like, this dude would roll in and every year, just like, hey, it's good to see you again. And she said, no, it basically had the equivalent of like a gorilla for a bodyguard, right? Guy never said a word, but he would hold, like literally hold everything this guy picks out. So my mother's like, the one year he rolls up, and it's like, Ken, good to see you again, good to see you again. Okay, I need your help. I'm buying blah, blah, blah for my wife. She kind of likes this. And some of my mother's pulling the stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She'll like that. It's like, I also got to get something for my girlfriend. So my mom thinks she's joking. It's like, I'm not joking. I'm getting something for my girl. She's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So the stuff he buys for his girlfriend, it's like all lingerie and all that kind of thing. Everything he bought for his wife's all homely. So the thing is, my mom's like, you know, here you go. You know, I have a great Christmas. He's like, Carolyn, you've been good to me for years. I want to get something for you. And she's like, no, 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 man, don't worry. I'm getting something for you. She's like, okay. What kind of perfume do you like? Whatever the hell she says. So he goes for this big-ass bottle of it, right? And my mother goes, well, the way it works, you know, they sell these big bottles for slightly cheaper because it's all watered down. So believe it or not, if a woman likes perfume, you get the smallest one possible. Mm. That's the trust me, I did not know
that. I didn't know that either.
But yeah, so she explained. She's like, look, you buy that big-ass bottle. It's... It ain't what she's looking for. This the smaller the bottle, more college, blah, 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 blah. So he's like, fine, I get you the small bottle. She's like, I made the mistake of making the joke. Man, oh, man, my husband's going to be upset, like, who's buying your perfume? His face just went completely straight. You got problems with your husband? He's like, no, I'm making the joke, man. So when she runs all this by my father's like, you tell him I got zero problems at home.
I want to buy that.
Whatever.
Stuff. What happened to her got into your eyes? 206-421-ROCK.
Be nice to him.
Yeah, just like whatever. Yes. I'm cool. Make sure he knows I'm cool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.